Have you seen them seals there?
Uh-huh.
He was cut for that church down here, our church in 1871.
Huh.
And after we tore down our church and built this new one, I brought them seals up here and put them under the shop.
That's sure a big piece of wood, too.
Yeah. Can't find no good lumber like we used to get now.
Well, you sure can't, not like that anymore.
No, ma'am. Y'all live in Tallahassee?
Yeah.
Mm. I used to go over there to shoe horse for Mr. Charles B.
Knott's. Uh-huh.
Gosh, I've had a minute meal behind that old Cherokee Hotel down that old man Knott's house.
Mm-hmm.
And then I used to go up on the Thomasville Highway. We went back, I don't know, some Slater or something like back then. I used to go back with shoe horses.
Mm-hmm.
Back up there.
You said you only been kicked once. Is that
something
that you said you only got kicked once all the time? You
yeah, I've been kicked once or twice. Once, bad. Huh?
Yeah.
Old mule kicked me right in the face one time, kicked me down. That's the only one. All this, you watch a horse, you learn the nature of him, you can hereby tell when one to kick.
Yeah.
Now and then you miss it. Or you catch him watching you if you got kicked.
They watch you before they kick you?
Yeah, he watches you. And you see, heap of time, you see the blacksmith got up the horse foot,
uh-huh.
And you hear him say, "Whoa." But you say, what in the world he tell the horse, well, he ain't moving, but he fixing Jake's foot. But you don't know it, but he know it because a certain feeling go down in his foot.
Uh-huh.
And you can feel it between your leg when it come down there, when it got Jake's. Something like a nerve, electrical, something, I don't know what it is, but it goes down in there and you feel it.
Uh-huh.
And you know he fixing Jake's foot, and you just tell him what, and sometimes he won't Jake it.
So you don't get kicked.
Yeah, ma'am. Yeah, I shoot a minute of them about there. All them plantations in Thomasville, all them places in Thomasville. There's plenty of horses in Thomasville to be shooting.
Mm.
I could go back Monday morning if I wanted to shoot horses.
You don't want to show them anymore?
No, ma'am. I shoot horses 63 years, and I said, that's enough.
Could you weld something for us?
Yeah.
Could you weld something for us?
Weld something? Yeah. Oh, well, let me get...
Like what you were telling us earlier?
Oh, but I just get this tank like. Let me get this thing down. It ain't too hard. I see that there. I got to put what's called beards on this here. See, I sharpen this out and turn it back.
Uh-huh.
And then hammer it again and leave them beards on there. So when you stick it in a fish, it won't come off.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing you ever did?
Ma.
What's your favorite thing that you ever made or did?
What I do every day, you mean?
Yeah, on the stuff that you've done. Have you ever kept any of your stuff or you just do stuff for other people?
I just do something for other people all the time. Now this here, what you call a tie back. Now, this end is finished, but this ain't even finished. This end is finished. For them shutters like them hinges,
uh-huh.
You see, you paint this up, you dress it all, paint it up, and have a hole right there and put it again in the window. And see, when you pull the window back open, this will fall down and keep it open. Call them tie back. Oh, I want them quick to wear. Huh? What you call a floor I made for the rye bull, really. That's a fro.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. We're
like
right.
Shingles?
That's right.
Yeah.
That belongs to a man out of Tallahassee. He done paid for it, but he ain't never come back out.
What is that?
That's some, what you call a mallet. That's what he hit it with, an older bone.
Kind of like a ball?
I mean, two pieces together.
Oh, you bent it over.
I just bent that over. I just doing. I just done much. I just bent the other one like that. See how that bolt winds? See that bolt?
Oh, yeah.
They're like salt winding to me.
It's just swivels, too.
Now, see, that's pure sand. That sand just about gone.
Yeah.
Well, she's going through the iron.
It goes right through it?
Yeah, it goes through it just like salt goes through me. Can't see where the wheel is.
Well, you sure can. Yeah. Can't even tell. That's amazing.
Yeah, see about? And that's it.
It won't do that unless you put the sand and the borax on it.
Now, no, it wouldn't do that unless you put the sand and the borax on it. I see, you don't see them there, all these.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's where you were.
smells good in here, too.
Well, that's just some of that spark went out there.
You don't worry about sparks and stuff like that?
That bush, right?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. That's that bush, ma'am. Time. 2 years ago around here, everybody had mules and private oxen, mules and things. And had, see, one farm, one man had a, might say, a 10-inch sweep and a 14-inch and a 16 and a 20 and a 24. And that made a heap that just one man. But see, now they got tractors that don't have that many sweeps.
Yeah.
We used to have to sharpen them all the time, keep hammering sharp. Me and my brother used to get in daylight work till dark, every day sharpen sweep.
Yeah, did they cut hay and stuff?
So they cut the grass in the field.
Oh.
See, like this here. Like these here down here.
Oh, yeah.
Now, them that belong to a fella from Bradfordville. I see that, I put that pot on there.
Uh-huh.
On this. See, that's on the top, go see where it will it all. I will this on there. That fella belongs to a fella over there at Bradfordville. You don't know where Bradfordville is on.
Yeah, yeah.
Why in the world Thomas was up there?
Now, what, do they have that on a pole of some sort?
Now,
do they put that on a pole or something and use it to cut with?
No, they put that on a ply.
Oh, they put it on a ply?
On a ply stock. Yeah. No, you know, that, like this here, but more, like this here. Oh, that just, you just put this here. This ain't got no house on.
Yeah.
You can put it, and then put that on there.
Uh-huh.
That's what you do like that. Yeah, that's what you do. Most of them use it. Now most of the people got tractors. I don't think but 2 mules right all the way around here now. Most of the people got tractors, so many done quit farming.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of them got tractors and different things.
Well, things go faster, I suppose, with their tractors.
Now,
things go faster with their tractors than they go with the mules. Sure as masters just need it before the mule in the tractor.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to make one of them big trips to set parts on your way to cook. I go over here to Miss Livingston over here every year, every 4th of July. She give a big dinner for all the people around. You know.
Uh-huh.
She first started for all her hands, but she ain't anybody go out eating. I go there every year to eat.
Uh-huh.
So they had some little bricks and things. I told them I'd make them a big trip to set the pot on.
Right.
And I ain't done it yet. I got to do it.
You make axe handles, too?
Now?
You make the axe handles, too?
Yes, I make axe handles. Hard to find stuff to make them out of now.
What are you making out of?
Make them out of hickory.
Oh.
Yeah, they give my good seed hickory.
You have hickory trees around here?
Yes, he got some around here, some up there in the woods. And used to be, it's a great big hammer going on, what they call Hicks Hammer.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people go over there and get hickory, mm-hmm. But it's still grown up so bad they cut out a lot of it over there.
Why do you use hickory?
Now?
Why do you use hickory?
Because that's the best, it won't break like oak. Mm-hmm. Oak will make a good, but hickory is the best. Because the hickory is straight and then won't break as quick.
Yeah. Is that what you're going to do with those?
What?
Those two pieces of wood you brought up here?
What about it?
Those right there? You can make axe handles out of those?
Yes, ma'am. That fella, of course, they're cutting out something to make, told me to finish it for him. See, that what that is. That's some hickory. It's kind of soft. You can go back there and we'll knock it off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And put it on a wheel for water. That's what you want to try when you make it. Now, but Daddy made this in slavery time before we come down here.
Oh, really?